From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The first major debate in California's upcoming gubernatorial race took place over the weekend in Los Angeles. The town hall featured four Democrats and two Republicans with more than 1,000 people in attendance. As KPCC's Mary Plummer reports, both the candidates and the crowd got contentious.
From the first question to closing statements, several of the six candidates came out swinging. Most attacks targeted Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who's been leading in the polls. But President Trump was also the subject of controversy. Republicans Travis Allen and John Cox both spoke in support of the president, while Democrats offered sharp criticism. Here's former L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. He was asked how he'd work with the Trump administration.
He was calling Mexicans rapists and criminals. He was going after Muslims. He was comparing white supremacists with people protesting racism in our country. How can I work with him? With great difficulty, obviously.
The forum was peppered with boos and applause from the audience as the candidates tackled a range of topics, from criminal justice reform to taxes to immigration to health care. I'm Mary Plummer.
Well, Congress has just a few days left to approve funding for community health centers. Last fall, they failed to renew the Community Health Center Fund, which provides major grants to clinics that serve low-income patients. Andy Martinez-Patterson is the Director of Government Affairs for the California Public Health Advocates, a group that represents California's 1,300 community clinics.
They have kind of hunkered down, so to speak. So they've done hiring freezes. That they were exploring expanding, you know, access to a new site. They've stopped doing that. And they all have their contingency plans in order and know what they will have to do if the funding doesn't come through.
There's a temporary patch funding the program through March, but Congress will have to pass a new resolution on January 19th in order to reauthorize the program in the long term. Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.